I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is
Cinema Classics. And we are at the Gateway Film Center, as usual.
We have shown our kids an enormous number of movies. I know, but I happen to let my daughter sit through Clockwork Orange. I think that was a mistake.
That was probably stupid.
She was six or seven.
If she was six or seven.
Yes.
Oh my. You know, the only saving grace in that scenario is that she might not have understood everything that was happening.
No, I think she did because she went on to write a film script for which she got $500,000.
That's awesome.
Claiming that my taking her to Harold and Maude convinced her that she wanted to write for movies.
Obviously, Harold and Maude is a romance between an older woman played by Ruth Gordon, a much older woman. She's probably in her 70s, and Bud Cort, 18 years old. It's a great movie, dark comedy. I find a lot of value in showing my kid movies that value human relationships. The romantic tension that looms over
lovemaking between a 79-year-old and 19 is grotesque under any other circumstances. What really stimulated Thea was the brilliance of the writing. So how about a more mainstream film for a kid not older than 12 years old?
Okay.
So what movie would you want to make sure your child, let us say Vincent, had seen by the time he's 12? He's now 10.
Yeah. Cool Hand Luke. Why is that so funny?
I don't know, man.
Why is that funny?
If we had a lottery, nobody would ever pick that movie.
I think every young man should see that movie.
Every young man.
Well, a kid should see that movie because I think it lays the groundwork for being a decent young man.
That's great. And,
you know, there's a lesson. If you look at middle school, this social crucible, Cool Hand Luke is rife with wonderful life lessons. Number one, don't take crap from anybody. Number two, don't worry about what other people think. You know, I love the fight scene between George Kennedy and Paul Newman. George Kennedy is a bully, and he doesn't bait Newman. Newman doesn't fall prey to his needling. But when they do fight, and George Kennedy wins the fight, Paul Newman just keeps standing up. He gets knocked down, he stands back up. He gets knocked down again, he stands back up. He can't pose any physical threat to George Kennedy, but his getting up time and again actually results in his spiritual winning of that fight.
Okay, so the next movie for Vincent would be The Godfather.
Well, what lessons can you learn there?
That lesson is perseverance, family values.
Actually, you know, see, that is, I think that's true.
I know.
Family comes first.
All right, what about The Wizard of Oz?
It's a great movie.
Okay. Do you think that's one every kid should have seen?
Absolutely.
Why?
And I think it's a movie that kids should return to. Every time I would watch it, I thought that I was going to get sick of watching The Wizard of Oz with him over and over again because, you know, kids are repetitive viewers. And I thought, oh my God, he's going to ruin this movie for me by watching it so many times. And yet, the movie only became richer. Even in those obnoxious numbers of viewings, there's always something to discover. You start really piecing together the thematics, the subtext starts to really come alive. And I think that's great for kids. They don't get it, obviously, when they're young, but returning to it, they will. It's a movie to be unpacked.
And I think you've caught on for me. What is essential about this really great movie that every kid should see is that it's one that adults like seeing.
Yeah.
For instance, I thought you might have, and you probably would, have It's a Wonderful Life.
I do. I have not shown my son that movie yet. I don't think he'd get it yet.
Okay. E.T.?
Yeah, every kid should see that. I'm a big fan of emotional wallops to children.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, for sure.
The fact that it's a cruel world.
Mm-hmm.
And from the kid's point of view as well.
Yeah.
Which really makes it good.
But see, it's also a great, no pun intended, gateway movie. Because, you know, so many of today's white kids have no idea about the history of the African-American struggle. So you start with To Kill a Mockingbird, right? Easing them into that kind of suffering.
And into social issues in general.
Sure.
Yeah. Here's one that you and I like, and I wonder what you think about showing it to kids under 12. Fantastic Mr. Fox.
It's a great movie.
I know it is, and we both love it. I'm trying to think of it now for kids. Yeah. Will they get it?
Of course. Well, they don't get everything in it, but it's the animation.
Beautiful.
It's so fun. The music is so great.
We have a good list here. Current times, I'm kind of liking the advancement that those kids' films have taken to something like Despicable Me.
Yeah. The best ones are movies that can be enjoyed by adults, too.
Yeah. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. For the details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.